I was telephoned by a journalist who wanted to know why I thought that Luxembourg was being so uncooperative with the Competition Commission inquiry by the European Union into activities of companies like Amazon and Fiat in Luxembourg. And I gave him an answer which I thought was worth sharing. Fundamentally, you have to realise that Luxembourg is not just a tax haven, it is a secrecy jurisdiction. Now, the term secrecy jurisdiction is one that I define, so I'm offering you a particular view here, but it is now widely used in international debate on this issue. Basically, a secrecy jurisdiction is a place that creates regulation for the benefit of people who do not live in that place. And here I'm talking about people to include companies. So it is for the benefit of people who are in another place, elsewhere. But they also do something else. They create a veil of secrecy so that that other place where that person, whether a real live human being or a company, is resident, can't properly identify what is happening within the secrecy jurisdiction. That is my definition of a tax haven or secrecy jurisdiction. And Luxembourg is clearly living up to that reputation. It has created tax laws that let companies relocate profits and flows of monies into Luxembourg, where, first of all, it is quite hard to find out what is going on because accounting there is more opaque than elsewhere in Europe, by and large. And secondly, where low rates of tax, whether it be VAT with regard to digital sales or corporation tax, where the rates, because of special rules applying to holding companies, are very low, are not being operated in ways that would be in other countries. And Luxembourg is doing its absolute best to hide that from view. So, for example, it has supplied information to the Competition Commission and has redacted, that's blacked out, the names of the companies to which the information relates, or so I am told. And, of course, this is historically consistent. Whilst the new president of the European Commission, Juncker, the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, it spent 18 years objecting to various financial transparency disclosure requirements to beat tax evasion across the whole of Europe. So Luxembourg has form here. But then you have to view this in a much broader context, because some of those who are clearly partaking in this, you would think, would be key proponents of the market economy. Large companies, big firms of accountants, the big four, PricewaterhouseCoopers, KPMG, EY and Deloitte, who would, you believe, be proponents of market activity. Well, anybody who's studied economics will know that if you are to have an efficient market, you need transparency. Indeed, in essence, the more transparency you have, the better a market can allocate resources, because people make better and even optimal decisions according to the economic theory of the market, and therefore transparency is a good thing. So why are all these organisations who are so dedicated to promoting the market economy doing their utmost to make sure that information that would ensure that it operated efficiently is not available? Well, to understand that, I explained to the journalist that there are two fundamental types of capitalism in play at present. One is market capitalism, which, to be completely honest, is what the EU was created to promote. Open competition based upon fair terms of trade without the barriers of taxation and other artificial divides, such as regulation on the movement of people, which was supposed to create optimal allocation of capital resources to maximise income for the benefit of all who live within the European Union area. Well, that's one view of capitalism, but it's not the capitalism that is being promoted by those who are based in Luxembourg. And actually, it is not the type of capitalism that is now being promoted by almost all large companies based anywhere. They instead take part in what might be called rentier capitalism. That's R-E-N-T-I-E-R, by the way. And the word rent at the beginning is entirely deliberate. What that capitalism tries to do is basically extract a rent, that is, a return based upon exploitation of a resource, rather than based upon fair market competition. to get a supernormal profit, one which is exceptional, which is not available to everybody, and it is therefore exploitative. Now, one of the ways in which a company can get that supernormal profit is, of course, by using, first of all, opacity, and secondly, a tax haven. Put them together, and you have a perfect opportunity when backed up by things like sheer market presence and the force of intellectual property law, which copyrights so much information now, or patents things as absurd as a button on a website, so that others can't use the same technology. Put all that together, and you suddenly have an opportunity for large companies to extract rents from markets, which they most certainly do not want to share. Well, I suggest to you that it is rentier capitalism that is being promoted by Luxembourg against market capitalism, which the EU still thinks it believes in, even though the large companies which populate its territories don't believe in it anymore. Now, this is a fundamental divide. This is a theoretical divide, but it has real practice, because rentier capitalism is the type that tries to capture government income streams for private gain, hence the whole purpose of privatisation. And rentier capitalism is the type that actually treats people as expendable, so zero-hours contracts, outsourcing, and so on, because all they're interested in is exploitation of resources, not their use in fair and open marketplaces. At its core, then, Luxembourg is actually at the frontier of international exploitation. What is worrying is that if the former Prime Minister of Luxembourg is now to head the Commission, we might find rentier capitalism becoming the prevailing philosophy of the Commission as a whole. If that were to happen, we're in deep trouble, because we will be the exploited resource by the large companies of Europe. And in that sense, we're all at danger because of this development.